You're listening to the Burn Youth Podcast. We hope this message encourages and challenges you to live for Jesus. Let's get into it.
Hey, I'm so keen for Burn Youth 2.0. Who heard of it before tonight, Burn Youth 2.0? You might have saw our Instagram changed. Pastor Hamish changed our group chat name, Burn Youth 2.0. Before I get started though, can we talk about Johan? Where is he? What a fire offering message. That was so good. Man, that guy's gone places. All right, are we ready? Okay. Let's do this before I start. If you see an empty seat towards the middle, like these two or these two, let's scooch over. Let's come closer because I'm not up on the stage. Let's move closer if you can. Come on, let's move in. Move in. Yeah. Okay. Awesome, guys. Yeah, let's not be strangers. We're one family. Awesome work, guys. All right. Okay, I'm not going to speak for that long tonight. So let's stay focused, yeah?
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay. Okay, so there's something you guys might not know about me. I've spoken a few times before, but here's why... Here's something you might not know. I'm into like some sports, and I really, really love football. Like, I've loved football since I was little. I don't know what you guys call it here. I think you guys call it something weird, like soccer or something, soccer. But it's actually football, and it actually is football. No one cares. Literally, no one cares. Anyway, when I was practicing with Jackson, he was like roasting me. Okay, anyway, the club that I support, they're named Manchester United. And if I'm being honest with you guys, they're not doing that great. they're not doing too well. But back in the good old days, we would go in and everyone would expect them to win. They were so amazing. There was the coach, he's like the GOAT of like coaching. Sir Alex Ferguson, he won like 38 trophies while he was the manager, which is like a lot. Because since he's left, we've only won like three. So it's kind of rough. The last time we won something was in 2017, that was like before COVID. I was still in school. That was a long time ago. It's not great. And when I watch them on Optus Sport, sometimes like late at night when I'm watching Man United play, it's pretty painful. Like, it's hard to watch sometimes. Especially last year, let me tell you. It was not fun for anyone. It was a painful experience. It wasn't pretty. And every time I watch it, I think back to the good old days. I'm a little bit of like a nerd. And one day when I was little, my dad brought back like a 2007-2008 season highlight video. And it was like as long as a movie. It was so long. And I would just watch it over and over and over again. Until I could literally like memorize like some of the commentary. Like, I'd just keep watching it. It was a bit excessive. Okay, anyway. When I watch them play, I think back to the good old days. And if you've been at youth for a few months or maybe even longer, like a lot of you guys have, you might have noticed that youth looks a bit different than it did in the good old days. If we're being honest, it just doesn't feel the same as it did a few years ago or a few months ago. Maybe it's because, if we're being honest, maybe it's just because there's less people coming, or maybe it just doesn't feel the same. Something's changed from the good old days. If we're being honest, something's changed from when it was the good old days. And if you've been coming for a few weeks, and if you're kind of new here, I hope that you feel super loved and super welcome. And I hope that you can call this place home. You know, we believe that, we have a saying that I love saying. It's you don't have to believe to belong. And I think a lot of things will change about youth, but that's something that won't ever change with us. Burn Youth 2.0, call it whatever you want. You don't have to believe to belong. And I hope that if you're new here, you feel super welcome. And so tonight, even though we're kind of at a spot where we're like in the middle of like a big thing happening, I want to talk to you guys about another group of people that were also longing for the good old days. Does that sound good?
Yeah.
People at the back, does that sound good? Thanks, Tiggs. I can always count on you. All right. Hey, listen, I only got a few more minutes. So if you want to listen, I can't make you listen. But if you're in it for the long haul, why don't we listen, yeah? All right, come on, let's go. So there's a country, there's a nation called Israel and the people, the Israelites. In Isaiah 43, if you've got your Bibles, turn to Isaiah 43. They're in exile. They've been captured by the Babylonians. And it's kind of rough. It's kind of rough for them. Let's read verse 14. This is what the Lord says, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. For your sakes, I will send an army against Babylon, forcing the Babylonians to flee in those ships they're so proud of. I'm the Lord, your Holy One, Israel's Creator and King. I'm the Lord who opened a way through the waters, making a dry path through the sea. I called forth the mighty army of Egypt with all its chariots and horses. I drew them beneath the waves and they drowned. Their lives snuffed out like a smoldering candle wick. See, Babylon, these people that held the Israelites captive, they were really strong. They were a superpower. They were an up-and-coming world power. So if you were captured by them and if you were in exile, which means you couldn't go home, can you imagine the hopelessness that you might feel? Can you imagine what it would be like if you were in exile, if you were captured by them? You would feel pretty hopeless. You'd feel like, it'd be awful. It'd just straight up be awful. And I can't help but, it's kind of depressing and I don't want to be too dramatic tonight, but I can't help but kind of relate that back to where our youth is maybe sitting right now. Like when Pastor Hamish last week and Joey just then as well, when they talked about Super Boom being canceled, man, I was devastated. I don't know about you guys, but it was rough and it felt a little bit hopeless. I remember last week cause I was playing keys where Jovan's doing an amazing job. And man, I remember I was playing under Pastor Hamish, but when he said that, man, I wanted to tear up. And last week, Hamish talked about when he had to make that decision in his office, he mentioned that he had a little cry because it was awful. Right? Do you guys appreciate, like, I don't know, if we step back for a second, it feels a little bit hopeless, just like how the Israelites might have felt. It might have felt. And so the first thing I want to say tonight, Israel could only be confident that God could do what he said by looking back at the good old days. By looking back at the good old days. Let's put verse 16 up if you can for me, Jackson. I'm the Lord who opened a way through the waters, making a dry path through the sea. Verse 17. I called forth the mighty army of Egypt with all its chariots and horses. I drew them beneath the waves and they drowned. Their lives snuffed out like a candle. So God is saying, look, here's what I've done. I opened a way through the waters. I made a way through the sea. I called forth the mighty army of Egypt with all his chariots. God's listing what he's done. By the way, does anyone know what book of the Bible he's talking about? About what he did? Oh, let's go, Cheryl. 10 point Cheryl. Exodus. Do you know what chapter? It was a guess. She said it was a guess. Do you know what chapter? Okay, yeah. Yeah, God's talking about when he parted the seas, right? In Exodus chapter 14. Israel could only be confident that God could do what he said by looking back at the good old days. And when I think about the good old days for Burn Youth, man, I think about moments like BYC. I think of camp. Who was at camp this year? Hands up. Man, I think of camp. I love youth camp. I think of moments like Revival Week where we gathered with other youths and other churches. I think of all the things that he's done on these Friday nights, just like this one. I even silly little moments like when we had Bernie's cinema, and Alvin and Charlie, your 10 boys or whoever they were who clapped when Mufasa died. Oh my gosh. I mean, I hated that, but I kind of loved that, you know? It felt like we were a family. Israel could only be confident in that God would do what he said by looking back at the good old days. The good old days. All right, let's keep reading verse 18. So leading on. But forget all that. It is nothing compared to what I am going to do. For I am about to do something new. See, I have already begun. Do you not see it? I will make a pathway through the wilderness. I will create rivers in the dry wasteland. Come on, is anyone excited to hear that tonight? Anyone excited to hear that tonight? God is doing something new. I think, man, I was praying about what to speak tonight, and I feel like the Holy Spirit just said to me that this scripture is a word in season for our youth ministry. And we're at a point where we're not just doing normal Fridays anymore. There's going to be big shifts. But what God spoke to the Israelites when they were in their hopeless place was that, see, I'm going to do something new. Something new. Man, I'm believing that with Burnley 2.0, we'll feel more like a family. We'll feel like one big family. I believe that we'll be committed to our church's vision, which is to know God, to become like Jesus, and to make a difference. I believe that I want to be part of a youth that grows deeper relationships, not just ones that you say hi to on a Friday and on a Sunday and that's it. I want to be part of a youth that is committed to growing with God. That's a pretty cool YouTube channel name, Growing with God. I want to be part of a youth that's growing. Man, I'm praying that gone are the days where someone could just slip in at the back, just listen and watch like a show for like 90 minutes and then slip out. Man, that's not what youth is about. And I'm so excited for what God's going to do. Anyone else? Man, I love that. See, I have already begun. Do you not see it? I'm doing a new thing. And I'm going to finish up soon. But there's just one problem. There's just one small hiccup. Like, all of that sounds like really cool. And I'm like, yes, I want that. We're doing a new thing. God's doing a new thing through us. But there's just one thing, and we all missed it. If we put verse 16 up again, let's read it out again. I'm the Lord. He talks about Exodus 14. I opened the way through the waters, made a dry path through the sea, called forth the mighty army of Egypt, and I killed all of them beneath the waves. They all drowned. Pretty cool. Verse 18, but forget all that. It's nothing compared to what I'm going to do. See, I've already begun. Do not see it. When I hear it's nothing compared to what I'm going to do, that's like, I'm pumped. That's the bit I get hyped for. Like, I'm like, yes, I'm claiming that. Yes, Jesus. I'm praying that over the youth. But the phrase before it, if you look at the first phrase in verse 18, you had it up there, but forget all that. So what God has done is, hey, look at all I've done through the good old days. Look at what I did in Exodus 14. And then he said, forget all that. So it's like, why would God like say, this is all the great things I've done, now forget what I just said. That doesn't really like line up in my head, right? There's a sense in which we must remember the past. We should honor the past. There's a sense in which we must remember the good old days and honor it in terms of what God has done, in terms of all the amazing things that God has done for us and through us, and God's great work. We must remember all that stuff that God has done. But there's also a sense in which we have to forsake and forget all the disappointments, all the discouragement, all the defeat that we've experienced. Not that we can't learn from it, but if we put our focus on Super Boom being canceled, if we put our focus on all the negative things, then we will never see the amazing things that God has in store for us. Amen. So yes, remember all that God has done, but man, I don't want to be that guy who's clinging on to the past, who's still clinging on to the good old days when there's something better and there's something greater in store. Amen? Come on. Let me remind you that he's the same God. This song just keeps popping up for our youth, in my head, at least. He's the same God who was God when Pastor Meg was a student. And he's the same God when I was a student here at Burn Youth. And he's the same God during COVID. He's the same God today as he is next year, as he will be in Burn Youth 2.0. Amen? Amen? Awesome. Let's get everyone to stand. I want to finish with this. And then we're going to sing some worship songs. Awesome. Man, is anyone else excited for the new things that God is doing? Come on, guys. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I read an article the other week which said Manchester United have to forget the good old days if they want to see success in top-flight English football. Man United have to forget the good old days. And while it seems like that football club seems to be stuck for a bit longer, and I wish I could claim that prophecy in Isaiah over them, over the football club. Oh my goodness. God is doing a new thing here at Burn Youth. Amen? Amen. God is doing a new thing here at Burn Youth. And so my only question to you tonight, and my time's up, my only question is this. Are you in? Are you with us? Are you in? Verse 19, if you pop it back up real quick. Verse 19, it says, I'm doing something new. See, I've already begun. It's already happening. Do you not see it? I love that phrase, do you not see it? Because it puts the onus on us. Are you guys seeing what God's about to do? Are you guys seeing it? Maybe not with your physical eyes, but with eyes of faith. Are you guys seeing it? Are you guys seeing what God's about to do? You know, at camp, our phrase was, have you not heard? And I feel like for this season, do you not see it? Is super powerful for us. And so, young person and leaders too, are you in? Are you in? Are you with us? Are you gonna come on? Are you gonna come on this journey with us? Man, if the Holy Spirit's gonna do something, let me tell you, I wanna be there. I wanna be there. I wanna be there. We're gonna sing a worship song in a sec, but I just wanna read the lyrics to another song that I've had on my heart. It's like the last verse of it. It's, we're ready for what's yet to come. Ready for what you've got next. We're ready for the past to pass. We're running where the future is. It's coming like the rising sun. We want to see your kingdom come. Come do a new thing. Oh, come do a new thing. So what's going to happen is I'm going to pray and then we're going to lean into worship. But man, if you're going to be on this journey, Hamish can't make you. Pastor Meg can't make you. No one can make you come with us. But the onus is on you guys. Are you guys in? Are you in? Let's pray. Father God, I thank you for who you are, Jesus. Thank you for all the amazing young people that we have before us, Father God. Lord, I thank you that you are doing a new thing, Father God. Thank you that through your Holy Spirit that you are not finished with this youth ministry yet. Thank you that you will be faithful to complete what you started, Father God. Holy Spirit, I just pray over every single young person that's here tonight, Father God. I just pray that your Spirit would be with them, Lord. And God, I just pray for Burn Youth 2.0, Lord. And everything that comes with it, Father God. I just pray that your Holy Spirit would have your way. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thanks for tuning in to the Burn Youth podcast. To stay in the loop, follow us on Instagram @Burn Youth. See you next time.